Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 81, and it's a Monday, February 5th, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, where we talk about gay topics, geek stories, and bizarre news. But before we go on, we're going to do some weekend updates. Ray, you've been Super Bowling. How was Super Bowl for you?
It was good. I have a question before we get started, though.
All right.
Is that a new mic?
No?
Is that a new mic?
Actually, yes. No. I had it for a long time. It's just a mainstay here. It stays here in the... It's a USB mic. That's okay. Why it stays here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. It's just very large and thick.
Thank you very much. That's what he said. That's right. So last weekend was the Super Bowl. What happened to you first last weekend?
Well, let's see. My friends John and Chris came to town. So I hung out with them Thursday night. We went out to Rich's for a couple hours, checked it out. There was some big crew party going on before 10 o'clock when they opened the doors to regular folks. Mm-hmm. There was some drunk-ass people walking out of that bar hardly even stand up. I mean, literally could hardly even stand up. Some of them couldn't stand up. They had to be carried to their Ubers. So.
Wow. I don't think Uber drivers are even cooperative when it comes to very, very drunk passengers.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Everybody had called Ubers, and there was like 30 Ubers sitting out there, and everybody's trying to match up with who they're supposed to be getting in the car, because when you get that many at one time, nobody knows who's who. And they're drunk, so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it was interesting.
Yep.
And then Sunday, I went to Paul and Young's to their little Super Bowl party.
How was that? How many were rooting for the Eagles? Everyone?
No. Well, there was a couple people that were rooting for so. But I think most of all, everybody's rooting for the Eagles. So.
Oh, really? Okay. Understandable. Yeah, so we were at Mike's last weekend, so we were just watching the football at home. And, of course, Mike and the two Mikes were there, and they were rooting for New England. And, oh, my God, the game was really horrible. It just errors after errors, and, you know, it could have been a better game. I mean, you know... I think the Patriots would have won, of course, if they didn't make so much errors. Yeah. Just like saying it's almost a perfect score if I didn't have the last question wrong. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so actually last weekend I was in New Orleans. And Ray, next year you have to go to New Orleans the weekend before the actual Mardi Gras weekend.
Okay, why is that?
Why? Because it's more adult. It's more adult oriented and very sci-fi. So the first Friday night, was it Friday night? Yeah, it was Friday when we went to watch T-Rex. It says Tit-Rex, but it's T-Rex. And they had small floats. They had these small carriages, these small boxes, and they make floats out of them. They put wheels on them and small figurines. And, of course, they're just being pulled by a string. It's very simplified float. And, of course, Chewbacca. I just found out about Chewbacca. For many years, Mike's been telling me about Chewbacca. And it's actually... the parade, the Chewbacca, is all sci-fi themed. So it's not only Chewbacca. I think the first time it went out many years ago, it would be, you know, everybody's on Chewbacca costume. But now they became, you know, I want to call this diversified. There was a pink Chewbacca, and there's Star Trek characters, and there's
that's not a pink Chewbacca. That's a pink Chewbacoa.
Wookiee.
Yeah, Bako. But the female pronunciation of Chewbacca is
Chewbacca. Okay. Anyway, Bako. Yeah. So anyway, there are Star Trek themed costumes there. There are Alien and Predator costumes. Also Doctor Who. Lots of sci-fi stuff. And
Doctor what?
Doctor Who.
Who? What? I don't know. I wasn't there with you. I don't know who the doctor was.
That's right. Anyway, so yeah, Doctor Who. And well, there are no angels.
Look, I don't know the doctor. Are you talking about Dr. Doolittle?
No, Doctor the come on. Very funny, Ray. Doctor Who. Okay, I got it. All right. Anyway, so yeah, Doctor Who was there. You know, no, not Doctor Who. People wearing the TARDIS as their costume. Yeah, so that's pretty good. Ray, you gotta go next year. You gotta go. And everybody listening out there, you gotta go to the weekend.
If I get invited, I'll go.
Well, you didn't want to go. We did ask you. Said, but no, I can't go.
I can't this year. I was broke. My ass is broke. Mm-hmm. Like B-R-O capital K-E, bro.
Bro K. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that was our weekend. It's pretty good. I just drove in and it was fun. And shout out to Mike and Vincent. They were there. We hung out with them. It's pretty good. We ate a lot of food, lots of fried food as usual. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what else? Who are you rooting for at the Super Bowl anyway? Did you care?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he was the winner. His show wasn't that good. You think it was good?
It was okay.
It was okay.
I mean, I enjoyed watching the Super Bowl. It was interesting. I mean, the game was good enough that it kept me interested, and the commercials were funny. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was looking for the commercials, too. They're always fun.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later on the Geek. We got a whole section of Geek about that.
That's right. Okay, let's go to our stories for the day. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's go to the gay.
All right. Our gay this week. Well, one of the gays. We got a bunch of gays this week.
I noticed.
Going on with the gays. So, and the average age when gay people give up their B card is, what do you think it is, Maynard?
I think it's 15. I was older. So
is that
so
when you gave yours? When you gave it, is that when you gave yours up at 15?
No, average. So my actual is not. I was like, how many of us? 20 plus 23, I think.
Oh, you were such a late bloomer.
Yeah, I was a late bloomer. I was. Okay, so is this your story or am I going to talk about this?
Interesting and even unexpected. Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
You kind of cut off. Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay. The survey, which was conducted by Dr. Ed, an online resource that connects patients with doctors, looked at 1,000 people from the U.S. and U.K. who came from various age groups, sexualities, and backgrounds. Now, let's look at some of the findings. When it came to having their first sexual awakening, gay people reported some of the earliest awakenings, average at just under 14 years old. But when it came to actually losing their virginity, whatever that means anymore, they were one of the last groups, averaging at almost 18 years old, 17.9 years to be exact. Oh, bisexuals on average reporting, bisexuals on average reporting having their sexual awakening at 15.4 years and losing their virginity shortly thereafter at 16.2 years. Meanwhile, straight people on the average also had their awakenings at 15 years, but didn't lose their virginities until 17.6. So straight people lose their virginity faster than gay people, it looks like.
I would imagine.
Yeah. When broken down by generation, the average sexual awakening for a millennial is 14.9 years old, with the V-card loss at 17.4. So for the younger generations, it's getting a little bit younger. For Gen Z, sexual awakenings happened at 14.3, and the V-card was spent by age 16.2.
Mm-hmm.
So you're way past the curve. You'd have blown the class average on that one, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it came to who or what sparked their first sexual awakenings, 62% of the respondents said that it was an actor or an actress who they found hot. 30% said it was a sibling's friend, and 14% said it was a teacher, hot for teacher. Other catalysts for sexual awakenings include cartoon characters, sexy dentists, online friends, G.I. Joe, and foreign exchange students. The vast array of catalysts for sexual awakening could be an indicator of just how different our taste can be when it comes to sexual exploitation. A spokesman for Dr. Ed says, or perhaps these people and images just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So.
Like I said, I was in about 20 plus.
Your virginity, you used between 17 and 18. So, yeah.
When did you lose your virginity?
With a guy?
Well, I guess.
14, 15, and 21 with a girl.
Oh, wow. Okay. Where was I? 20? Oh, 20. Oh, a really late bloomer for me. I think I was like 18 or 19 maybe for with the guy, and 23 or 24 for the girl. Yeah. So it's really late bloomers. We are late. Well, I kind of thought that I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah.
So anyway, so this is interesting. So yeah. gay people, I think the reason why gay people are later in the life, because, you know, they're suppressed and they don't know what to do. Lots of confusion, yeah. You think?
But if you notice the millennials got in a little bit younger, just a little bit, not much.
Yeah.
Well, so they've been interesting more to see as us Gen X moves out and millennials move through in the next generation of whatever they're being called.
Yeah.
If there is any, because, you know, millennials aren't having babies, so
yeah, they want any, don't want to have any.
Interesting ones for them. So.
All right. Okay. So interesting article. Okay, let's go to the next one. Oh yeah. My God! Of course, this always happens. It's always the gay pastor. Oh, sorry, the anti-gay pastor.
Yeah.
Okay, so anti-gay pastor and wife arrested after he's busted for luring kids with candy, then molesting them. This is really sad. An Indiana pastor accused
candy
of child,
little boy.
Yeah, accused of child molestation, and his doting wife were done. They're both arrested this week. 72-year-old. That's creepy. Oh my God. 72-year-old Gary Evans was the pastor of the Rushville Baptist Temple in Rushville, Indiana, where he regularly preached about the evils of homosexuality for nearly three decades. Last October, he was arrested after several gifts from his church, all under the age of... Oh, so many girls. Several girls from his church, all under the age of 10. Oh my God, it's horrible. Told their parents he had lured them into his office with candy and then touched them in. Oh my God. Well, he's back in jail. This time for trespassing and resisting law enforcement. At 72 years old, he's still resisting. Earlier this week, Evans and his wife, Gay. The wife's name is Gay.
Yeah.
Stormed their son's property. Apparently, he and his parents had a falling out after the sex scandal broke last October. So the Evans circled their son's yard with, then banged on the door. When their daughter-in-law told them they weren't welcome there, they refused to leave and remained screaming and yelling at the front porch until the daughter-in-law chased them off with a baseball bat. Police were called. According to reports, when they interviewed Evans and his wife became verbally abusive and physically resisted officers. They were arrested. Gay eventually posted bond and was released, but Gary remains in custody. So, but the drama doesn't stop there. Dun, dun, dun. Evans made bond as was released from custody. After getting home, Gay allegedly left her estranged son several threatening voicemails with which her daughter-in-law then shared on Facebook. Oh my God, this is so much drama. I just got out of jail, she said in one of the messages. I hope you're a very happy son. Your daddy is in there and he's probably going to be staying in there. What is wrong with you? You are sick. Our other family members are joined in on the attacks. This is insane, another voicemail from different family members said. What the fuck is wrong with you, you stupid idiot? You're fine with them arresting your 72-year-old father and 70-year-old mother. Really? Are you that big of a piece of scum? Said the third person in third voicemail. Oh my God. A jury trial in molestation cases scheduled on March 20th, 2018. This is interesting not really interesting, but it's like common that pastors are very, you know, religious and everything, and then they're the ones who are actually molesting. Like the guy that Grant Storms from New Orleans, he was a pastor of 50. His congregation was 50 people, probably mostly relatives. So he was going inside the gay bars in New Orleans and taking videos and everything, and he was kicked out. saying that they're all, you know, sinners and everything. Later on, he was arrested for lewd behavior because he was masturbating in front of a at the park while watching kids running around. So he was arrested, and well, a year later he did apologize. But then, still, pastors were actually sick.
Yep.
Okay, so let's go to the next story, Ray.
Okay, this one really got me going. Local residents in an uproar after learning their tax dollars might fund a gay fisting festival. A group of uptight residents in Auckland are clutching their pearls after learning their tax dollars may be going towards promoting a gay fisting festival. The Quickie Fist happens each year as part of the city's Pride Festival.
Ray.
To attend.
It's Kiwi Fest. Kiwi from New Zealand. Kiwi Fist.
What did I say?
Quickie.
Quickie, yeah. Well, it's a Quickie Fist. It just rams up in there and then rams the full fist out. So.
Right, okay.
So, the Kiwi Fist happens each year as part of the city's Pride Festival. The event costs $30 to attend and bills itself as a full-on, five-hour-plus gathering of gay and bi men into fisting and arse play big time that is open to all arse playing men from beginners to the
extremely experienced.
Is it for no? But is it also just one of nearly 100 events that happen over the course of the month? So if fisting isn't your thing, there are plenty of other activities you can enjoy. Still, a group of kink shamers, naysayers, say that they don't want their hard-earned tax dollars going to a raunchy sex party. The rape Payers Alliance does not believe ratepayers should, or talking about taxpayers, should not be subsidizing sex parties, regardless of the sexual orientation of those involved. Joe Holmes, spokesperson for the organization, said in a statement, sex parties do not benefit the general ratepayer. Holmes, who's a lesbian, added, I can see no justification at all for a teed to be sponsoring an event like Kiwi Fist. Sex parties are not core council business. The Ateed is a city council fund that gives $45,000 to the Pride Festival each year. The money goes exclusively and specifically to the Pride Parade, a gay family-friendly event, daytime event. Not a penny of it is used on Kiwi Fist or any other event for that matter, just the parade. So they're getting all in a tizzy because they think they're funding the gay fisting party, but it's actually just the parade.
So I didn't know that Kiwi guys are into fisting a lot. Well, I guess there's a lot here in the U.S. too, but this is really specific to, you know, New Zealand. But I know a lot of people in New Zealand. I remember we had a listener in New Zealand back then messaging us before when we were doing Bear Podcast. It's pretty interesting, but I don't know. I should ask him if he's into fisting. Maybe I should ask next time.
Yeah, maybe you need to take a trip to New Zealand and check it out.
Yeah, if I'm there, I'm going to go to the Shire. I want to go to the Shire. Let us see. Okay. See some fisting hobbits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Frodo.
Okay. So let's go to the geek. This is interesting because we have the Cards Against Humanity, but this one's a Harry Potter version of Cards Against Humanity. So it exists, and it's what every adult muggle needs. This is interesting, Ray. We got to get this. A group of Potterheads has created a Card Against Humanity style Harry Potter game, and it's perfectly ridiculous. And ridiculous is spelled like the spell, ridiculous. Cards Against Muggles is mirrored on the infamous Cards Against Humanity, and much like the original, the Harry Potter version tackles a loot of NSFW topics. The game is strictly for adult players only, so trust me, you wouldn't want to take it out in any family gatherings. It includes phrases like Peeves finding you masturbating. That's awesome. Losing your wand and using your dick instead. And putting my basilisk in your chamber of secretions. No, say chamber of secrets. Cards Against Muggle consists of 1,300 cards and it's sold at $19.95, but as an online download copy only. This means users will have to print the deck themselves. The good news is they won't have to wait shipping. Oh, that's going to be lame. How do I print these cards? It's 1,300 cards.
You get the upload and then you take it somewhere and get it printed on heavy-duty stock paper, like a Kinko's or something, or FedEx, whatever they're calling out, and get it printed on the heavy-duty stock, glossy stock paper.
And yeah, then, but this is going to be expensive still. 1,300 cards. Anyway, so that's interesting. We should be able to get it online. And maybe we should invest on this. Well, 1,300 cards is not so bad. I guess that's how many do we have in the actual Cards Against Humanity cards. Now let's go to the next story. How geeky was the Super Bowl? Ray, you... Yeah, we were talking about Super Bowl earlier, so...
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, last night there's this little event called the Super Bowl, or a concert by TJ...
JT.
By JT, who had people playing Super football before and after his concert.
That's right.
But what was a good game? Which was a good game, but what did geeks get out of it?
All right. Yeah, well, okay, that's good.
Okay, so we got to see a commercial with Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman rapping to Ludacris and Missy Elliott with the Doritos Fire and the Mountain Dew Chill thing. We got to see Solo, a Star Wars official movie trailer.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
We got to see the sneak peek of Westworld Season 2, which looked very good. We got to see Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Snippet. Oh, and one of the commercials I like was Jeep with what's his name that was married to. He was the doctor in the first couple of movies. The one that was in there, hurry up, hurry up. He's good catching up. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
He's married to Gina Davis.
Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum. Jeep did a commercial with Jeff Goldblum in the new Jeep. Running away from a T-Rex, so it was pretty funny. We got to see Avengers Infinity War. We got to see the trailer for
that. Oh, my God. It's all-star cast. Everybody's there, right? Oh, my God.
Yep. It was pretty much everybody that was in that one. So we got to see Cloverfield Paradox, which is a pickup of the Cloverfield of J.J. Abrams, which is now on Netflix. They released it on Netflix last night after the Super Bowl, so you can go watch it. So that looked pretty good. So, which I read some of the reviews today, and some people loved it, some people hated it. Somebody will say, well, I didn't feel like I wasted my time. So go watch it and see it yourself. So, Tom Cruise is doing yet another Mission Impossible movie called Fallout.
When is he going to stop doing Mission Impossible movies? Good Lord.
I guess they're the only thing I guess that makes him money anymore because all his other movies seem to be flops.
Yeah.
Money.
But you know, I am looking forward to Avengers Infinity War because the trailer was, you know, the preview was really awesome. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All star cast.
I'm looking forward to seeing all these movies except for the Tom Cruise one because the Han Solo, after everybody's kind of been slamming it that it was going to be a bad movie, it didn't look that bad from the trailer. So, but we'll see.
Not at all.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom looked really interesting as they go back and try to save the dinosaurs.
Yep.
And of course, Infinity's War was just made you kind of cream in your pants. So.
Yep.
And we'll see about Cloverfield Paradox. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Cloverfield. We'll see, I have yet to watch all of the other Cloverfields because, you know, I have it, but then I'll just watch it later. I keep saying that, but we'll see. At some point,
you should watch them. They're all good movies. So,
All right, let's go to the bizarre. Yep.
Let me do the first one, and you do the next one.
All right. Okay. This is up your speed.
That's right. $4 million listing fails to mention the home's best feature: a gay sex dungeon. I don't know why they have to call it a gay sex dungeon. It's just a sex dungeon. London real estate is not for the faint of heart. Gay sex dungeons are also dangerous territory for the faint of heart, but for much less figurative reasons. But we're loving this combination of the two. A tasteful London townhouse has just hit the market for £3 million or $4.27 million US, and it has all the offerings you expect with a vertigo-inducing price tag. The seller boasts of charming brickwork and classical architectural features. This charming and expansive five-bedroom Georgian house, the listing reads, is arranged over four commanding floors and features wonderful period features paired with modern luxuries and boasts a verdant private garden. But the real estate company fails to mention one especially commanding feature that's included in the purchase. a fully operating sex dungeon. A secret London uncovered, the seller is Uncut Kurt, owner of the gay London kink club, The Hoist, and he's turned the basement of the lovely home into quite the conversation piece and a dungeon. Okay,
let's go to the next bizarre here, Ray. So after gaming for 20 hours, man could not walk. Ray, have you played video games? When was the last time you played video games?
A very long time ago, because I'm not a big video game player.
Oh, yeah, okay. So this guy played video games for, 20 hours, and he could not walk afterwards. So, a man, it's a note for Johnny. We have a friend named Johnny who plays a lot of games. I don't think he plays that much games anymore. Okay, so a man.
Please, come on. Johnny, take note on this one.
Okay. So a man in Zhejiang province, China, had to be carried out of a net cafe. It's just embarrassing. 20 hours in a net cafe. He's not even at home. After losing feeling in his legs following a marathon gaming session. According to...
My question was, when was he using the bathroom? Or did he have to pee on his own?
I know. Got to be peeing at some point. Yeah, probably depends. Or that's the point. He's not drinking at all. He's not hydrated. So according to QQ via Newsweek, the man didn't take a break. During a reported 20-hour gaming session, when he tried to get up to go to the restroom, when he tried to get up to go to the restroom, he discovered he was unable to move from the waist down. It seems he had lost sensation completely and couldn't move at all. A friend is quoted as saying, via Newsweek, "We had to call for an ambulance." In a video posted to Chinese video platform Pear, paramedics can be seen carrying away the man who keeps saying he wants to finish this game. Oh my God. He still wanted to finish the game. All right. So that's the story. Oh my God, Ray. You know, when you sit down for a long time, yes, my legs would probably sleep and it would be painful and everything. Or maybe you, Ray, may have experienced this. You're sitting too long in the toilet, then your legs would probably sleep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just understandable. This guy is playing video games for 20 hours. That's really something. And I don't know. It's something that I cannot... I can't play that long on video games. I have things to do. Good Lord.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently he had nothing else better to do, and he could afford to sit in a video cafe for 20 hours and not use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And...
There's no closing time? Oh, my God.
I guess maybe they're open 24 hours.
Yeah, kind of weird. Okay, Ray. So this is very near, very dear to me because I just came from New Orleans for, kind of a Mardi Gras celebration. So, Ray, take it away.
Okay. 46 tons of Mardi Gras beads found in the clogged catch basins. Aside from leaves, mud, and sundry sludge, there's one festive item that cleaning crews sucking out thousands of storm drains in New Orleans have found in droves recently. Mardi Gras beads, tons of them. Specifically, 93,000 pounds on a 5-block stretch of St. Charles Avenue downtown. Once you hear a number like that, there's no going back. Danny Galloway, interim director of the city's Department of Public Works, says Thursday afternoon at a news conference. So we got to do better. Since late September, crews working under a $7 million emergency contract that flushed out 15,000 clogged catch basins, nearly one-fourth of the city's full roster of about 68,000. Using almost two dozen vacuum trucks, crews working for the Baton Rouge-based Compliance and Viral Systems managed to collect around 7.2 million pounds of debris from September 26 to January 23rd. This is a staggering number, Galloway said. What's more, the 93,000 pounds of Mardi Gras beads, more than 46 tons, were all found on St. Charles between Padilla Street and Lee Circle. Speaking at Thursday's news conference, Galloway said public work is brainstorming with the city's sanitation department on methods such as temporary stuffing the opens with gutter buddies to keep so many carnival beads from going down the drain. Mm-hmm. Beyond city staff cleanings and pricey contract work, Galloway said New Orleans residents have to step up to clear catch basins in their own neighborhoods. She said city officials have met with dozens of residents from every city district in recent months to train them on how to clean catch basins. The recent push for catch basin cleaning followed the widespread flooding last summer that scores in New Orleans blamed largely on severe problems with the sewage and water board's drainage pump and power systems. Many also pointed to a backlog of clogged catch bases that hadn't been cleaned, even though city officials had earmarked $3 million last year to do so. So, it sounds like somebody needs to come up with some biodegradable...
beads? From China? Doubt it.
Mardi Gras beads, yeah.
Doubt it. So, yeah, I was just there last weekend for lots of bead throwing and everything, and bead catching and everything. Yeah. And, yeah, once the parade finishes, the street is just covered with beads, with unused beads. And
yeah. Oh, my God. Most of them are broken beads.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's so many that come, you got to throw them, they get broken, or they break easy because they're cheap beads. So.
Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of beads. I did get how many? I was wearing some beads, lots of them. I think I gained about 20 pounds just because of beads.
I think it's smart if they go through and block all the drainage pipes so that the beads can't be washed down them. Because I'm sure this just didn't happen in a year. This has been happening for years where they've been getting washed down and rained out and washed down the streets and stuff when they're cleaning streets in New Orleans. So.
Yep, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's interesting that... they actually were able to get all those tons of beads.
And they only got a parcel of this part of the city done. I mean, that was just like a stretch downtown. So that's not even counting Bourbon Street, which they're redoing a bunch. Were they still redoing the sewer waterworks on Bourbon? All tore up?
No, it's not tore up. It's all okay. It's all clean and everything. But I know what you mean about St. Charles, because many of the parades that does happen do happen on St. Charles. But you should also consider also the ones in the residences area, like Carrollton Avenue. There are some there that is really near the residential area where they have a lot of bead throwing there too. They still have to check how much beads they have there. Maybe lots of tons also.
Yeah.
Interesting. God, it's a lot of beads. So much waste. You should just put them all together and just throw it, you know. Recycle them at some point, but I don't know if you can recycle beads.
Yeah.
And probably too. All came from China, most probably. Yeah. All right. So, to everyone out there, happy Mardi Gras. This coming weekend is Mardi Gras. So, are we going to have Louis this week, this year?
Yeah.
You have Louis, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Are you planning to go?
The weekend after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'll be out of town. I'll be at North American Bear Weekend in Kentucky. We're going to a bear run next week. I'm excited.
Well, y'all have fun with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to a bear run for a long time. It'd be interesting. Yeah, I haven't been like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years now. I think my last one was TBRU. And after that, I just didn't go anymore. Anyway, okay. So... if you guys are out there listening and are going to NAB to Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, just let me know. You should hang out. Okay, so I guess it's time to close this, right? Special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voice message at 281-947-2327. That's voicemail again. It's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.